Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on Wednesday night from Washington, D.C. This program is live. This is not a rebroadcast. It's August 16th. I guess I'm lucky to be here because I don't know how many of you are aware of this by this point now, but my colleague from both American Free Press and Republic Broadcasting Network, Christopher Boleyn, was brutalized by police officers in the parking lot in the driveway of his own home in what is otherwise a very quiet little neighborhood in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. That's near the city of Chicago, near the corrupt Jewish-run city of Chicago. And I'm going to come back into more of that later because it's time to stop pulling any punches now that it's starting to hit home here, folks. I haven't gotten all the details from Christopher himself, but there's emails circulating all over the Internet from Christopher and his wife. There's information posted on the homepage of rbnlive.com. There was, at least last time I checked, not long ago, detailing what happened to Christopher, both from his wife and in his own words. My other colleague named Christopher Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, contacted the Hoffman Estates, Illinois Police Department today, and they have issued this semi-literate press release explaining in their version of events what happened. But needless to say, folks, just to remind you, Christopher was not picked up for raping and pillaging. He was not picked up for starting a barroom brawl. He was not picked up for shoplifting. What happened was Christopher called the police because there were suspicious vehicles driving around his home on a regular basis. Suspicious vehicles. He called the police himself. And when the people who were supposed to be the police came, it was the very people who were driving the suspicious vehicle that he had called the police on. When he asked for their identification, they refused to provide it. They just flashed badges. And when Christopher started back into his house to get his brother, who also lives there, to call the police or to get somebody for help, these armed people jumped on Christopher, held his face to the ground, and took him off to the police department. The whole time this was going on, they were abusing him verbally. There were suggestions they were going to beat the shit out of him. I guess that's the word. Christopher was too polite to use it in his written description. He said they told him they were going to beat the blank, 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 blank out of him. I guess that's what it was. There could have been other words used, but I'll just assume that. This is the police state in America today, folks. The Zionist-controlled police state in America. This is going to become an issue, ladies and gentlemen. You know, now they're going after my personal friends. You know, they went after Randy Weaver. I didn't know Randy Weaver. They went after that farmer, Arthur Kirk, down in Nebraska, and killed him. They killed those Branch Davidians. They killed Gordon Call. I didn't know Gordon. I've come to know his widow, Joan Call, very fine lady. They put his son in prison. You know, these people who are running our country and who are directing our local police officers, these people are gangsters, ladies and gentlemen. The treatment that Christopher Boleyn got, that is gangsterism. We're going to talk about this more when we come back. And we're going to name those responsible. It wasn't the Vatican. It wasn't the Illuminati. It wasn't Bohemian Grove.
Yeah. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. I had intended to talk about some other matters this evening, but, you know, in fact, I wasn't feeling very good today, ladies and gentlemen. I wasn't even sure if I was going to be doing the program. I have one of those unfortunate summer colds that can be very, very difficult to deal with. But after I found out late this afternoon what happened to my colleague from both American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, I said I was definitely going to have to go on the air live with this. I have an article here in front of me. It's rather lengthy. I'm just going to read some excerpts from it. It's from Christopher Boleyn. I want to tell you, though, I've been to Christopher Boleyn's neighborhood. I've been to his home where this happened. This is your classic American suburban neighborhood. You know, nice houses, nice freshly scrubbed houses with white picket fences. Very small, narrow street. This is not a street, this is not a neighborhood where there's lots of crime. Not even a neighborhood where you would expect there to be a lot of crime, ladies and gentlemen. But since Christopher's been back in Hoffman Estates, which is outside Chicago, he says, I had noticed, and this is, I'm reading from Christopher's account, I had noticed an unusual amount of police activity around my house since I returned. Since I returned, I've noticed all kinds of police cars and devices in the immediate proximity. Normally, he says, they would see a police cruiser once or twice a week. But yesterday, he says, There was something very unusual around my house. It was an unmarked car with three armed men with body armor driving around my block as I rode my bike to the store. Who in the heck is that, I thought to myself. It looks like they're going to my house, but I won't be there, I thought. Then today, the same time in the same car with three men passed slowly by my house where the neighborhood kids were playing. Hello, FBI, I said from my porch and waved. Christopher continues. The man in the front passenger seat waved back. I immediately alerted my wife and kids. His wife, Helia, said that I should stop them and ask them what they want. Helia is Christopher's wife. In any case, skipping ahead here, Christopher notes that he'd been working all day on a story involving 911 and the Israeli connection there, too. After he'd finished all his calls and watched part of the Lou Dobbs program on CNN, was on his way to the store, he says, I stepped out on the stoop and saw this threatening dark car full of obvious agents of some sort. I immediately warned my wife and kids and rode the bike to the store. Something is not right, I said to myself, and I stopped at the local wine shop and asked to use the phone. I called 911 and told them a strange car with armed men is driving around my neighborhood for no apparent reason. I was told that a police car would meet me at my house in 20 minutes. Christopher says, I was just in my house a few minutes when the very same suspicious car stopped in front of my house and three armor-clad men stood on my driveway. I had just been calling the police department and put down the phone. I was more than a little surprised to see these armor-clad thugs on my driveway. My wife and 8-year-old daughter were already there, and I asked these men who they were and why they were harassing my street. Why are you driving around this unmarked car around my house, I asked. Who are you anyway? They were not at all willing to identify themselves and were very confrontational, to say the least. I ran to my front door to call my brother when the three of them tackled me and shocked me with some sort of stun gun. The three men then sat on me and pushed my face in the dirt, handcuffed me, and put me in their car. Christopher points out that he had originally called 911 because of a suspicious car in his neighborhood, and that was indeed the suspicious car. They took him into the police station, and then they said, "We are watching you." Now, Christopher says, "My neighborhood does not have any crime or gangs or anything of that nature that would warrant an undercover squad to patrol around my house day after day." Folks, he was taken to the police station. They said they were going to beat the ... out of him. Then, of course, the officer denied that. When Officer Fitzgerald drove into the garage at the police station with Christopher in the back, he told the 10 to 12 waiting cops, he says, cops are a bunch of, well, Christopher put question marks in there. I don't know what he said or didn't say. You can take care of him now. They told him he should get out of town. This is the town that his parents helped found. They stripped Christopher's belt, tore off his shirt. He's left clad only in shorts and undershirt. He asked why he was being detained, and they told him that he had resisted arrest and threatened the police with his two fists. Christopher says this is two complete lies. He adds, I was never the subject of any arrest. I had called police to report a suspicious vehicle driving around my house. Folks, these are just the bare bones of the story. But I'm telling you right now, I know who is responsible for this. It is not Bohemian Grove. It is not, any German death cult. It's not the Illuminati. Not even the Trilateral Commission or the Council on Foreign Relations or the Bilderberg Group or even the Committee of 300, which I've always said doesn't exist except in the fevered and quite skillful literary talents of Dr. John Coleman. No, I'll tell you who's responsible for it. Some of the most prominent leaders of the Jewish community in the Chicago area. Now, let me tell you why I can say that for a fact, folks. Yes, I'm saying that some of the most respected leaders of the Chicago Jewish community are responsible for the police surveillance and the subsequent violent attack on Christopher Boleyn. The reason why I know that is because several years ago, when I traveled to Chicago as a guest of Christopher Boleyn, the leaders of a very prominent and respected Jewish organization, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, were in contact with the local police department in Schaumburg, Illinois, which neighbors Christopher's town of Hoffman Estates. And you know why I know this? Because a reader of the Spotlight newspaper that I worked for happened to be working for the Schaumburg Police Department. And when I was invited to the Chicago area by Christopher Boleyn, the Schaumburg Police Department sent out a memo to all its officers saying that one of America's biggest Nazis, that's me, was coming to town. That's what they called me. One of the big Nazis was coming to town, and they needed extra policemen on board to protect the community in case there was any violence from the Nazis. I wasn't supposed to know that, folks, but a good patriotic American police officer on the Schaumburg Police Department told me that when I was out there as a guest of Christopher Boleyn. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, at that time headed by a man in Chicago named Richard Hirschhout. I don't know who heads any of these big Jewish community organizations in Chicago now, like the American Jewish Committee and the American Jewish Congress and the Anti-Defamation League. But I know for a fact that they were the ones who got the Chicago police out, or the Schaumburg police force out, to kind of keep an eye on Christopher Boleyn and I several years ago when I spoke at a library out there. And I have no doubt about it in my mind that this is part of the continuing harassment of Christopher Boleyn there in the community by the leaders of the Jewish community in Chicago. As far as I'm concerned, anybody in the Chicago area who supports groups like the Anti-Defamation League or the American Jewish Congress or the American Jewish Committee or any Jewish community organization that maintains this kind of liaison with the police departments, they're involved in a criminal conspiracy. Now, that doesn't mean that every Jewish person in the Chicago area is part of that criminal conspiracy. Doesn't mean that they're responsible. There are a lot of good, responsible, good Jewish people in Chicago that don't support these pro-Israel organizations. They don't believe that there should be these kind of police state tactics used. But this is who is responsible for this, folks. It's all part of this whole game being played. National security, homeland security. Anybody who criticizes Israel, anybody who says boo to Israel is a potential terrorist and has to be watched and beaten up in their driveway. Don't blame it on the local cops. These poor thugs, that's all they are, just brainless thugs who've been ordered around by local big shots in the Jewish community. You know, when I called the police force out there several years ago and tried to talk to the chief of police, he wouldn't talk to me. His name was Kassler, C-A-S-L-E-R. He sent out a Schaumburg police officer. I believe his name was Osterman, Mr. Osterman, you know, to talk to me and explain to me why they were allowing the Anti-Defamation League to tell them what to do. And, you know, he said he didn't want to talk to me because I was just a voice on the phone. I said, well, you know, the Anti-Defamation League was just a voice on the phone, too. And he said, you know, he says, I'm just trying to do my job. And I said, well, I said, you know, I said, I'm just a fat guy with glasses who wrote a book. You should be out there looking for rapists and murderers. But now we've had 911, and anybody who dares to question the official government online on 911 is a potential terrorist and enemy of America, according to these nice, respectable Jewish groups, and according to our president, George W. Bush, who's owned lock, stock, and barrel by the most powerful and wealthy pro-Zionist, pro-Israel Jewish families in America. This is what's happening, folks. Thank God Christopher Boleyn is okay. He's bailed out now. There was $1,000 bail, but for $100, 10% deposit on that, you can get out. I'm confident Christopher will go to court, but in the meantime, I understand American Free Press has been getting calls from all over the world about what happened to Christopher, and as well they should, and I'm confident when the whole story gets out, the criminals responsible are going to back off, because we'll make them back off. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen. Going to have open lines here, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Very disturbing news here tonight. I guess the good news is Christopher Boleyn is okay, but it's bad news that our local police departments now are being used to harass people. As I said, I've been in Christopher Boleyn's neighborhood, and incidentally, my colleague Christopher Petherick, the editor of American Free Press, when he spoke to the Hoffman Estates Police Department this morning very early, kind of caught them by surprise. They explained that these officers who were surveilling Christopher's neighborhood were part of an anti-gang squad. Yeah, as I say, Christopher's neighborhood's a very peaceful little neighborhood, but I tell you what, folks, it's going to come as a surprise to you, but I'm here to tell you that the Jewish community leaders at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith have been saying for years that people who are critics of Israel are potential members of violent gangs. Now, you know why I know this for a fact? Because a police officer once wrote a book about gangs. He was working, I think, on a PhD or something like this, and he wrote a book about gangs, and he focused on white supremacist gangs. And guess what gang he listed in his little booklet, in his thesis? he listed Liberty Lobby, the publisher of the Spotlight, which, of course, Christopher used to work for, as I did. So, in other words, the Anti-Defamation League has been filling the heads of police officers all around the country with the idea that people who are critics of Israel have potential links to skinhead gangs and to white racist gangs, and anybody who shares maybe some passing point of view might be a potential criminal themselves, a potentially violent criminal. So, yeah, I believe that. I believe that they were watching Christopher Blinn's house as part of a gang surveillance because they were probably told by respected Jewish community leaders in Chicago that Christopher Blinn associated with people who might be members of white racist gangs. You see, this is the game they play, ladies and gentlemen. This is the game the respected Jewish community leaders in America play with the police departments. They go to the police departments with a big dossier of literature about somebody being connected to somebody who might be connected to somebody else. And therefore, you know, we're at war, ladies and gentlemen, and these white racist gangs, they might be tied in with the Muslim terrorists. Because after all, don't these white racists have nasty things to say about the poor Jews who suffered in the Holocaust? This is the game that's being played, and I'll tell you what, the game had better come to a dead end real soon. We have had it, we're sick of it all, and pretty soon, I'm sorry to say, people are going to say enough is enough and take action. I dread to think what will happen, but I'll tell you what, it's got to come to a stop now. And the first step, I would say, for people in the Chicago area, in the Schaumburg area, and I'm speaking for myself, I think that there should be a crowd of 5,000 or 10,000 people. I doubt that many people would come out. And, of course, they'd get the military out, but should have 5,000 or 10,000 people picketing outside Jewish community organizations like the Anti-Defamation League. Should be screaming and yelling, ADL, go to hell, ADL, go to hell. You know, I mean, how much more of this do we have to take, ladies and gentlemen? You know, next time, you know what's going to happen? You know, fortunately, nobody died this time. And nobody died in Escondido, California when a couple hundred police officers converged on the house of Willis and Elizabeth Cardo. They maced his German Shepherd pup in the face. They put his wife in handcuffs. His wife and his niece and his nephew in handcuffs. They had a sniper sitting on the hillside. They tore his house apart. The raid was led by Timothy Carroll, a San Diego County deputy sheriff who was the admitted liaison to the Anti-Defamation League. This raid was instigated by lies told by a character named Mark Weber, who still somehow manages to function and pass himself off as a revisionist when, in fact, he was acting as a flunky for a known CIA and Mossad asset named Andrew Allen. Nobody died at the Cardo house that day. Nobody died at the Blinn house. People did die when Gordon Call got massacred, shot from behind, after they tried to kill him and his family in the first place. We got some real creeps and criminals who are calling the shots, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, these poor cops, as this cop that I talked to out in Schaumburg, Illinois, he said, I'm just a hard-working cop doing my job. And, you know, I believe that because these cops, they're just as much propagandized as anybody. They're the ones who get this same crap fed to them as we all do from the mass media in America. We're going to a break, and then we're going to start taking some phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. Very angry. Very upset. They tried to do to Christopher Boleyn what they'd like to do to me, frankly, and to a lot of other people. Thousands of us. Because we dare to say no to these Zionist overlords. These corrupt big money boys. Thank God Christopher Boleyn is okay. Maybe what happened to Christopher today, last night, is going to be the, maybe it'll be the opening gun. Of course, Christopher didn't fire the gun, but maybe it'll be the opening gun in the second American Revolution, because God knows it's needed. We need a second American Revolution. I'm counting on our good folks in the military to lead it. I think they're ready for it. All right, we have a lot of callers here. I'm going to go to Joe Fields calling from California. Joe, what's going on?
Hello, Mike.
How you doing, Joe?
Just fine. I've been following this all day, and I have some information. You may have it also, but for people to contact the mayor of Hoffman Estates. His name is William McLeod.
Yeah, that's spell that. I think that's actually pronounced McLeod.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
McLeod. Yes.
Yeah.
Not being a Scotsman, I didn't know how to pronounce it. But his now he has a phone number where he could be reached. I guess it's at City Hall. It's area code 847-781-2681.
Mm-hmm.
His email is bill dot mcleod at hoffmanestates.org.
Yeah, I'll read that back. I do have that in front of me, Joe. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this whole thing, Mike, you know, and I hate to say this, I am not a, I'm not paranoid. I try not to be paranoid. But this kind of thing will probably be happening a lot more in the near future. We have, as we speak, the makings of a Judeo-communist police state right here in America. So many people expected that there'd be an invasion from Russia years ago and we'd have a change of flags. We've done it all under the red, white, and blue. It's not under the UN. It's not people coming in with blue helmets. It's people saying their Pledge of Allegiance, thinking they're conservative, thinking that they're patriotic, and they're watching as their fellow Americans are being hounded by a government that has been taken over by the same people who took over Russia in 1917.
And look how they did it. They did it through this wonderful Christian conservative Republican, George W. Bush.
That's right. That's right. People who don't pay attention, people who don't bother to read, and who follow the television, that's probably the main enemy we have in this country, is people who get all of their information from that blinking piece of sewage in their living room. And if more people subscribe to the newspaper that you write for, would follow things on the Internet, would get their information from alternative sources, we wouldn't have this problem. But I think what you said, this may just be the opening shot. Who knows? We sure need it, Mike.
Yeah,
sure
I mean, it's, you know, Joe, it's just getting so dirty and so rotten in every way possible. And, you know, that's the amazing thing about it. You know, this is what I've been saying for so long, you know, that this is, they've, you know, in the process of this revolution, they've let us keep the American flag. And not only have they let us keep the flag, these criminal gangsters, these Zionist criminal gangsters, have wrapped themselves in the American flag.
Well, you know, Mike, there is a freedom for people who don't rock the boat and for people who don't ask questions. Your average Joe out there, he's going to go through his whole life not really thinking too much about these things. He'll be left alone. But if you want to see where the freedom is, just look at people who dare to stand against these people, people like you, people like Chris Boland, people, a lot of the people that we know, have been arrested, have been harassed one way or another over the years, and it's only getting worse.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, it's going to be very interesting, I think, Joe, is that when the men and women who came back from Iraq start coming back and start raising questions and start speaking out, what are they going to do? Start throwing them in jail? Start sending goon squads around after them? Yes, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, and as I say, the big irony of it all is the people that are responsible for this, the people who are filling the minds of the local police departments with all this crap,
yes,
it's some of the most respected Jewish community leaders in America, people whose names are constantly in the headlines as good civic leaders.
Well, as we both know, the ADL has contacts, has liaisons with most of the police departments in this country. If you want to go back to the old, you remember the garbage man, what was his name?
Roy Bullock.
That's right. You go back to that fiasco from a few years back. That was just the tip of the iceberg. This has been going on for years and years. And as you said, most of these policemen these days, they're just robots or automatons for the state.
Yeah, and it's, Joe, it's pretty scary. And I guess all we can do, you know, I for my own part, I'm not going to dry up and, or I should say roll up and dry up and blow away. I'm just going to have to continue to speak out. They may come to get me eventually, but, you know, I know that if I try to pretend that I'm, that I'm rolling over for them. They're not going to believe me anyway, so why should I play the game? That's why I continue to speak out.
That's right, and people who are out there doing this have two choices. You can either put your tail between your legs and just cower and never say anything again, or get angry and start saying it double up on everything you've been doing. And I know you well enough to know that that'll be your choice, Mike.
Yeah, well, this is what I have been doing in my own small way as I see fit. But problem is, all I can say again, Joe, is thank God Christopher is okay. Thank God his wife and children are okay.
Yeah.
I'll look forward to seeing you, I hope, in a couple weeks here at the big AFP conference here in Washington, Joe. So
we'll be there.
All right, good talking to you.
All right.
All right, let's go to Ann in New Mexico. She's been waiting very patiently.
Hi, Michael.
How are you doing, Ann?
Well, I'm sad in my spirit over what's happening. And to show my agenda, or my position, rather, I'm a Hebrew in covenant with Yahweh through his son Yahshua Mashiach. And Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 says that there are Jews who say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. These people are very good actors, and they have fronts and covers. They change their names. Theater is the name of their game, Deception. And I just read, also, by the way, the latest issue of American Free Press,
mm-hmm.
The Hidden Agenda Behind Lebanon Invasion, written by Christopher Bolin, might have triggered this.
Well, Christopher's written a lot of powerful things over the years. I don't think it was anything in particular, just agenda to get him.
Well, I just read three books by Barry Seamus,
mm-hmm.
who says that there are Jews who, they act like Jews, but they're not Torah observant, and they don't obey the laws of Yahweh. They kill and steal and lie, and they follow the beliefs of Sabbatai Ziv. Then there are those that say the Jews are from Esau. They're really Edomites. Then there's a book that I read by Jack B. Otto. I recommend this one. It's called World War III. And if you want the phone number, I can give it to you.
You feel free to go ahead and give it out.
313-582-2481. He goes into great depth about these people, including the killing of the white Russians. A great depth into these people who say they are Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan.
Well, and I can assure you, Ann, that synagogue of Satan is very active in every community in America.
And, oh, I know.
And they were responsible. They were responsible for what happened to Christopher Bolin.
Yes, that's 313.
God was on Christopher's side here.
Yahweh. 313-582-2481 is called World War III. I just finished reading it, and it's an eye-opener. It goes across the military, the political, the economic, and the religious. It covers the whole system of this realm, which is 666, being run by the devil. So they're working for Lucifer, also known as Satan, and they're against Yahweh, and that's what it is. It's a spiritual battle.
Well, I agree with you there, Ann. It's a spiritual battle that's been going on a long, long time.
Yes.
But now it's getting down and dirty.
And they do not hesitate. And what they use is poison. They do not hesitate. They're killing the rabbis over in Israel, the ones that are against this Zionist state. They say that it's not supposed to be formed now. It's supposed to, and they're against it, and they're killing them. So, and they use poison. So, and poison in the food. Now they're poisoning the food, all these people. Poison is their way. So, in other words, people that are buying food, they think it's a good food, and it's loaded with aspartame and MSG, chemtrails.
Well, I'll tell you what,
it's
Ann.
It's terrible. It's just terrible.
They're also sending police around to people's houses, and that's what we saw in Hoffman Estates, Illinois.
Well, it's just terrible, and all you have to do is read Revelation to find out what's going to happen.
Okay, Ann, I have to move on here, but I thank you for your call. Let's go to Fred in Philadelphia.
Hi, Michael.
How are you, Fred?
I think it's the first time I've spoken to you.
All right.
And I can see you're really worked up about this, and I am too. I think that let's aim for something definite, like an injunction, something that shows that we still believe in the rule of law.
Well, I'm all in favor of that, although, I guess I haven't talked to Christopher himself, but I understand there's a lot of people coming forth to help him out, as well they should, and that includes some attorneys. And I don't know who they're going to sue. Who are they going to sue? The mayor? Are they going to sue the police officers? Or are they going to go right to the top and sue these criminals who who masquerade as civic leaders?
I mean, you can sometimes get an injunction. You can often get an injunction where you don't have to prove damages. You just have to prove that your freedom of speech was interfered with, and I think it was, because...
Well, that's, you know, even, you know, I'd like to say that I agree with you, but I'm not so sure that his speech was interfered with. I mean, I don't know. That's a legal question there.
Well, I first of all, this meeting down in Washington, I went to a Patriot meeting in June. I would love to go to the meeting in Washington. I mean, I came back home and I was slammed with a $300 phone bill after I paid a driver to drive me down to West Virginia. So people are right on the edge of being able to do a lot more or not do what they really should be doing. Is there some way to organize the Eastern Pennsylvania to get transportation to go down there?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, Fred. You know, I mean, it's like, you know, I don't know. I couldn't answer that question. I don't know how it could be done,
I think the target of the violence against Chris was against Chris, but it was also against AFP and RBN.
Oh, it's against and not to make it exclusive, it's against everybody who does dare to speak out. Christopher just happens to be rather prominent because he has two venues, and as I have always said from the get-go, he's the best investigative journalist in America. He's covered all the issues, he took a lot of hits recently because he was fed disinformation, not disinformation. He was lied to by this guy Sam Danner. And a lot of people have celebrated the fact that that Christopher got taken in by Sam Danner. But
I think Chris is great. He also, I mean, I've spoken to Chris down at the AFP. I called and I talked to him at length about that big story that he covered in '96. He covered a huge story, a huge one, Michael, on the the Voter News Service.
Right, exactly.
And I encouraged him. I mean, I really hit the phones trying to get people to really look at not just the crooked software, the electronic voting machines, that, but the other end of that, Mike, which is the secret board that governs the NEP, that boasts that it really doesn't answer any questions. You can't find out how they tabulate votes. You can't find out how they steal votes.
Right. Well, this is it. You know, this, as I say, this is just one of the big issues that that Christopher has covered. And
I'll do anything I can, especially on that one, because I got in touch with a couple of big statisticians that have a mainstream credentials that came out and said that the 2004 election had to be a stolen election, that it was like thousands and thousands to one against that being an honest election.
Well, I think when you have a crime family like the Bushes, who've been involved in criminal activity for nearly almost 100 years, it should be no surprise that they'd have to steal elections to win.
All right, well, I hope to see you down there, then.
All right, Fred. Listen,
right.
I have to move on.
Right.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Matt in Vermont. Matt, come on up.
Hello.
Hey, Matt. How are you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I am just beside myself about what happened to Mr. Boleyn, and I think people should call Governor Blagojevich, and I don't have that number right here, but they could also call Senator Obama. That's 202-224-2854.
Yeah, Barack Obama is supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, a big defender of civil liberties and civil rights. Let's see him put his money where his mouth is and demand an investigation of what happened to Christopher Boleyn. I think that's a good idea.
See how much.
Give us that number for Senator Obama again.
Yeah, it's 202-224-2854.
224-2854. And that's in the 202 area code. Yeah, that's one thing people can do. I think as much publicity about this needs to be generated so that people all over the country know exactly what happened and who did it and why. All right, Matt, thank you for your call. We have a break coming up here, and we're going to try to squeeze in a couple more callers.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Got quite a few calls lined up here this evening. People want to chat. Let's go to another caller from Vermont, Jeff. Jeff, come on up.
Hey, Mike.
Jeff, are you there?
Good. Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's going on?
I feel sorry for your friend, and I think he's a great journalist. I respect the man a lot, and I hope this makes him, I don't know if it can, make him a better investigative reporter than he already is. I think it's pretty simple. I think he's figured out something that they don't want coming out. So I think I should, you know, reevaluate his material and find something that maybe you or somebody else haven't found that he's discovered, and that's, they don't want something exposed, and Chris probably found something that...
Well, Christopher was making quite a few phone calls today, according to his own account, regarding something involving 911 and specifically involving some Israeli party or parties who may have some connection to those events. So this is something he's been on top of for a long, long time, along with a lot of other stories. So, you know, as I say, I don't think these local police officers per se were in on it, you know, but they were told to supervise, you know, keep an eye on Christopher Boleyn because, you know, he's probably got ties to terrorists or he's tied in with skinhead gangs or something like this. This is how it works, and this is what happened. So in one insane respect, these local police officers are just as innocent in this whole thing as Christopher Boleyn is, I'm sure.
I agree with that 100%. But
yeah, it's very, very sad because most of the cops, I should say, that I've ever known are pretty decent people, you know. You know, they've got their flaws just like everybody else. But when you have private special interest groups influencing your law enforcement community, that's a real problem. And that's what's happening here, no question about it. I think the tip-off was when they said that it was a gang intelligence investigation, and that's why they were cruising around that neighborhood. You know, this is what it was. I mean, they even had when they raided Willis Cardo's home in Escondido, California, the Drug Enforcement Administration was involved in the raid. I mean, there was all sorts of implications made by the people who staged this attack on Willis Cardo, and it's the same thing that was done here with Christopher Boleyn. So I'm not surprised in the least, Jeff.
I'm not either. We're truth seekers, you know. I mean, we want to know what's going on, and they're obviously trying to hide something. Being 9/11, we have a right as Americans, I thought, to investigate anything we damn well please. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. I mean, it shouldn't matter because if it's the truth, then it should come out. And if it's not the truth, then it won't come out. You know.
Well, you know, isn't it amazing though? I mean, it really all comes back. It all comes back to the fact that, you know, if they would just tell us the truth from the get-go, then you wouldn't have people like Christopher Boleyn out there investigating. But then you turn around and look at it from the other perspective, there is a reason why they didn't tell us the truth in the first place. It means our government is covering up for the people who are really responsible.
And that's what they're scared of.
And that's exactly what they're scared of. So it's a dirty world, and it's getting dirtier, but you know what? I think more and more, thanks to the Internet, thanks to independent voices like Republic Broadcasting and, of course, American Free Press, you know, there's a bigger and bigger audience of people out there who aren't going to allow themselves to be fooled much longer.
He's a true patriot.
Well, you know, it's a scary world, but what can I say? Thank God no one was hurt this time.
Hey, have a good night,
Jeff. Thanks for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up. God willing, I'll be here tomorrow night. Stay tuned for more good programming right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at rbnlive.com. You can handle the truth, and that's why you're listening to this network. Don't give up hope. And say a prayer for Christopher Boleyn and his wife and their two kids. Good people looking out for America.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.